When John Ball accepted the job of Yakima Valley Museum Director, he thought he'd give it a couple of years. But his two-year plan became a 10-year passion. On today's StoryCorps Northwest, John tells his friend Ralph Thompson about the museum embracing minority stories of the Yakima Valley.
This opportunity came up out here, but it was so far away, and so far away from my family and whatnot, that I thought, I don't know. And then I came out here, and...
What year was this? I'm sorry.
This is 1992.
92, okay.
And I thought, well, why not? I'll come out for a couple years and then use it as what we laughingly refer to out here as the two-year plan. You come to Yakima with 24 months to find a job somewhere else. But like most people who do that, you discover that this is a pretty wonderful place to live.
And, indeed.
And so I've been here ever since. You know, like a lot of things, it all kind of came out well in the end. At least so far. They haven't fired me yet, anyway.
You've taken the museum a long way, John, and tell me about what really has been an adventure for you.
Well, it's been kind of fun. In retrospect, at times you kind of think, whose idea was this? You know, some of the things you end up doing. We opened a children's component of the museum, and I can remember distinctly sitting on a ladder at 2:30 in the morning, getting ready for the opening the next day, and what I was doing was hot gluing fish line to plastic apples that were going to hang from this kind of pseudo tree in the center, and thinking, you know, I've had all these advanced degrees and I went to education, and here I am, you know, hot gluing fish line to plastic apples and having our favorite late night exhibit food, which was Cheetos and Mountain Dew.
What would you describe as your proudest moment at the helm of this museum?
I suppose when we've been able to completely remodel the building.
And enlarge it.
I get the definite sense that it's much more open to everyone. And this is not a criticism at all of what, it's just the nature of the history of this kind of organization, is it tended to be a lot of people who wanted to kind of preserve their story, not necessarily the story of the whole community. But now we have people now who come from, you know, kind of all walks of life. The newer immigrants into the area, where families, Japanese families were in yesterday, because we're telling the story of the Japanese families that were interned out of this valley in 1942. And suddenly you have all kinds of different people coming in and feeling welcome, I think is really important. And I hope we can really keep that legacy going.
That was John Ball talking with his friend Ralph Thompson about directing the Yakima Valley Museum. You can listen to other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Museum, Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.